Alora Stein, what a pleasure to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you, Julia. It's quite a pleasure to be back talking with you again.
Well, the language of flowers, a.k.a. florigraphy, is an ancient as well as beautiful means of communication. Besides the sheer beauty, why do you think it has such staying power?
We are so taken by the visual beauty of flowers. And I think once your heart is taken by someone, it can be very difficult to put that into words. But when you can take that feeling and you can match it up to the visual beauty of a bloom, you've really got something. And you can give a bouquet of that type of beauty to someone. The meaning is there, even if you can't put it into words.
Well, now, florigraphy may not be an exact science, but the language of flowers is exactly the right choice for this very day. Why is that?
This holiday dates back to pre-Christian Roman times. And really, St. Valentine's Day is the beginnings of it is quite a mystery. But in the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of the mating season for birds. So in addition to all the lore of St. Valentine, that sort of added to the notion that Valentine's Day should be a day for romance or that middle of February time. Because this day is about love, and it's about attraction, and it's about letting that person you know how you feel about them, your special someone. In that way, it's the perfect bringing together of feelings and flowers.
What are some of the most popular messages, as you're discussing, folks opt to send through flowers this time of year, especially today?
Declarations of love, declarations of passionate love, certainly roses. So the red rose, with its intense red color and its thorns, is said to especially imply the meaning of passionate love. But pink is friendship. Yellow is also friendship and devotion or affection. The meaning of a white rose is purity. So you can put these flowers together and send that message. I think the red rose and the yellow and the pink rose are generally understood even today, even though this tradition goes back thousands of years.
Now, besides the rose, what lesser-known blooms might we choose this day among others, and what do they mean?
You know, the rose is wonderful, and you certainly are going to get your meaning across, but it's pretty well done. So if you wanted to be really creative, you could do something like lilies, especially the calla lily is just so beautiful. And the meaning of the calla lily is regal. If you wanted to express your love to someone who you think is regal, you could certainly send them a calla lily, which is gorgeous. Some other very good ones. Red tulips are a declaration of love. Sunflowers are for adoration.
So you really can break out of the rose mold, not that there's anything wrong with the rose mold, or combine with the rose to express many things.
Absolutely. The yellow chrysanthemum is a secret admirer. Isn't that good? Bachelor's button is anticipation. Apple blossoms are a promise. Now, those might be difficult to find now, but you could tuck that in your hat for spring. The aster means contentment. The white tulip is forgiveness. Now, that can come in handy for us who have been in long-term relationships, right?
Indeed. Do you think the message of these specific flowers is understood even if the recipient doesn't speak that language?
I think they are, and probably in our modern culture and today's world, getting a bouquet of flowers, any sort of flowers as a gift, really is such a wonderful feeling. And I think today we probably just attribute the visual beauty of any flower and take the meaning from that, even if it's not specific to what the flower dictionary says. We understand it. Right.
Words in,
I agree.
In florigraphy.
Right. Today. Right. I think we understand it on an emotional level.
In the language of flowers, if we want to broaden our vocabulary today, what other floral forms might be put into play besides cut flowers?
If you want to be creative, you are also going to find bulbs being forced at many of the local florists. So it doesn't have to just be cut flowers. They'll come in a container and they will have been starting to grow. So those are going to be daffodils and hyacinths and grape hyacinths You'll probably find some tulips. So you've got a range of colors, purples, golds, reds, pinks, that are very lovely to give. And if your recipient, you know, really loves a plant better and wants to see the flower emerge, that's a great way to go. You can find potted flowering plants. And then there's some that the foliage is just gorgeous. One of my very favorite plants is just simply a fern. Doesn't have to be all about the flower.
It just has to be all about the language of the flower.
That's right.
Laura Stein, owner and landscape designer of Laura Stein Gardens, joined us today in the WBOI studios. Laura, thank you for sharing your time and your florographic secrets with us.
You're welcome, Julia.